here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Bowen Lee from Zogo. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So this is, I found you, this is your first GAC.
First
How
GAC.
Are you liking it?
Oh my God, I was so overwhelmed when I walked in. I'm just like, oh my God, there's so many people here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Finovate last year. Mm-hmm. We presented there, and I just, this is bigger than that.
Oh yeah.
Crazy.
A lot of people here.
Yeah, what are I met your a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah, what are your first impressions of GAC, other than a lot of people?
I think people are just nice. People are very nice.
Yeah. Oh,
they
say
hi, they want to talk, and it's very cool. Yeah.
So what are your goals here? What do you want to achieve here besides getting the word out about Zogo? Anything else you want to achieve?
Well, I think for us, for me at least, I really want to just get to know more people in the credit union industry, especially at trade organization level.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mission at Zogo, right? We have a mission to improve youth financial literacy for our generations.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see how we can partner with these trade organizations to really accelerate that mission, because it's so critical and it needs to be executed fast.
Well, and you've proven it over and over again, especially with your Humans of Credit Unions and all the stories that you guys are doing, and kind of exposing the lack of knowledge about credit unions for folks in college, and high school, and that type of stuff. Not a lot of people know about credit unions, unfortunately.
Yep. So no one knows about credit unions. But the interesting thing is, after we tell the college students and the teenagers about the mission of credit unions and what credit unions stand for, they all were saying, this is too good to be true, what's the catch? Or it's like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how come I've never heard of this before.
Right.
So I think that really in the next decade, if we can solve this problem of raising awareness among younger generations within credit unions, it will be a totally different industry.
I think you're doing it by yourself, especially at Duke University, where you're going to you're getting the word out there for can spread it to universities across the United States. That would be awesome.
So, yeah, exactly.
Good stuff. Give us a quick, for those out there who might not be too familiar with Zogo, give us a quick summary on what you guys are doing.
Sure. So Zogo is a financial literacy app co-developed with Duke University behavioral scientists.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique that it breaks down complicated financial concepts into over 300 bite-sized modules.
Mm-hmm.
And as the users complete them, they actually earn cash incentives.
Very nice.
The reason we do that is because we realize the problem is not a lack of resources out there. The problem is that people don't have incentives to learn these stuff.
Right, right.
Kids don't have incentive. Mm-hmm. Adults don't even have incentives.
Mm-hmm.
That little bit of incentive, whether it's a $5 gift card, $10 gift card, makes a huge difference.
I bet.
We launched just 3 months ago, and today we have over 200,000 lessons completed on the app already.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Just in the past 3 months.
Wow.
So that little $5 makes a big difference.
And it makes you want to keep going more and more and check out more. So
it's a game. It's a game.
Well, and it's a good type of addicting, because you're learning.
You're learning
all about finance and all that type of stuff, which
exactly.
A lot of us, I mean, my generation, we didn't really have any kind of finance education in school, and that might be the same thing today, I'm not sure, but I learned through my parents. That's how I learned, but not a lot of people have that luxury to learn through their parents. So it's really, what you're doing is fabulous work out there, and you're really opening the eyes, pardon the pun, because there's the opening eyes campaign, but you're opening eyes to a younger generation who is wanting to know about credit unions. So good stuff.
Yep, exactly. And we hope more and more credit unions can be on board with our missions to spread the awareness of credit unions in the community, because I really think that's how credit union is going to win in the next few years.
Yep, indeed. So what's next for Zogo in 2020? What are you guys up to this year?
We have some big announcements to make this year. And it's going to be some announcement that, is not heard of in the industry.
Okay.
It's coming soon.
Okay.
And we're doing that with each state's league and some big corporate credit unions.
Okay, right on.
We're really excited about the future.
Well, because last year was pretty big for you as well, because you won NACUSO's Next Big Idea competition. Mm-hmm. You won Finovate. You were best of show at Finovate West. And you won, what was the North Carolina one?
Finsiders.
Yeah, Finsiders. Yeah. So, my gosh. Yeah. If last year was a great springboard into 2020, for sure, it sounds like.
Yeah. Last year we signed 20 credit unions.
Wow.
And all credit unions converted from pilot to a full contract.
Mm-hmm.
And this year our goal is to get 500 credit unions by the end of the year. I know it sounds ridiculous and it sounds ambitious.
Why not aim high, you know?
Yeah, yeah, 500 credit unions. And with that scale, if we can get 500 credit unions, we really can start mass market this to Gen Z all over the US and help credit unions, you know, better their awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make a bigger impact with more of the sign. Indeed, indeed. All right, and where can folks go to find out more about Zogo?
Zogofinance.com is a good place.
Okay.
Or on Instagram, Facebook. Okay.
You're all over the place. All right, Bolin. Well, good stuff. Cool. Thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Follow this guy. He's a mover and a shaker, and he's really exposing credit unions in a good way to the younger generations, which credit unions definitely need. So good job.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well done, sir.